This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, make sure you wear a Speedo when you dive into the perv pool, because that's what you've created now. We've got a perv pool going. We've got people that want to participate
in
your perv pool.
Popping the peas in the perv pool.
Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, no, that's not. That's
not
a whole
work,
different.
Right?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, Kenny's on the line.
Okay.
Kenny, who's your draft in the deviant draft? Who's your number one pick? Kenny.
Well, it would be Joel Osteen.
Joel Osteen, yes.
It's a great call.
Look at
dude, that
him.
Is, what's that?
Just look at him.
Yeah, and that's my thing. I don't trust anyone that talks with their eyes closed. Never don't trust anyone that won't look at you when they talk to you. That's a good call, Kenny. Appreciate the call, man.
Yeah.
A lot of folks weighing in. Lamont actually took one of mine that I was thinking of when you said Dr. Phil, Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
Probably a good pick as well. We got, some of these guys. James said Tom Cruise.
Good one.
Chris said Bob Barker, which I like, as well as George Lucas. George Lucas would be like a underdog.
From a power standpoint.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got you covered.
Yo, Adrian said James Wood. Russ said Nicolas Cage. No? I could see that.
Like, Nicolas Cage and Val Kilmer are so far out there.
It's kind of like what they said about Kevin Spacey. Like, you could tell every role he played was basically just ended up being him.
Yeah.
I feel like Nicolas Cage hates everyone because of the movies that he makes are so bad. He just wants to torture us all. So that's probably what he's into. Ergo, he's a deviant.
I could see them reporting on each other.
Okay. You think?
I could see Nick Cage calling out Val Kilmer and vice versa. I think
like they touched each other inappropriately?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's called a relationship.
It's possible. If it was consensual, never know. Then it won't be reported.
I think that becomes mutual. Lamont said Michael Jackson and Jerry Springer. Those are both good as well. And then Josh.
Don't you have to be alive?
Yeah, Josh said Gordon Ramsay and then tagged him on Twitter. Hey, Josh.
Easy.
You're making it weird now, dude. You're making it weird.
And Gordon Ramsay cooks with some big knives. He can come after some folks.
And he's mean. I don't need that.
He cusses a lot.
Yeah, he does. And I don't abide by that rule. I don't think you should cuss.
That's definitely something you don't agree with.
Arian said Peter Dinklage, Skip Bayless. Oh.
How about Stephen A?
No, I don't think Stephen A.
No?
No. I don't think so. He just screams at you.
Well, he definitely would scream at you, but that, you know.
I bet he never shuts up in the bedroom, right? Like during sex, I bet he doesn't even dirty talk. He just talks like a lot. And you're just like, oh, shut up, please. I bet Stephen A does.
That's a really bad visual.
Is it? Yeah.
No.
Okay, we got Justin on the line. Justin wants to give us his first pick in the deviant draft.
Hey, guys,
Justin,
what's happening?
What's up, man?
Hey, I think I'd have to go with Rob Kardashian.
Ooh.
It's not a bad one.
He's scorned. I could see that. But you think just because of his upbringing, because of the weirdness in his family?
Yeah, you never know what's going through that dude's head. His relationship with Blac Chyna wasn't so great either.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, that's
Wait,
not bad.
What are you talking about? It was absolutely normal.
No. I thought you might have gone Caitlyn Jenner if you're going to that family, but all right. I could see.
Well, more to choose from, right?
That's true. Beaumont Fridays equals Barry in a wet T-shirt contest. I don't understand what that means. I don't know what that means.
I can tell you that someone's coming with some water later, though.
I will say, though, that picture that I posted that we took with Pauly Shore, I was like, man, I have bosoms now. I need to get back on the diet. What is that about?
I don't know, but I did notice
the one
side boob sliding through.
My nipple is always hard, and I don't know why. It's a weird – I don't know. It's not,
I thought
even,
you were hiding a water balloon.
No, even when it's hot out. I don't know why. You thought I was hiding a water balloon? They're not that big. I don't need a bra. I mean, I kind of do.
They're not Phil Mickelson yet?
I need a training bra. I'm not full on brassiere yet, but I could use a training bra. All right, let's get back to the phone lines. Everybody's weighing in on their deviant draft. Tony wants to give his pick. Tony, who's your pick?
Our pick's going to be Papa John's, man. That guy just looks weird. And
oh, it's another good one.
Papa John's. Oh, you know he does nasty things to the pizza. You know he's touching everybody's pizza.
You think the Papa asked that someone to play hide the pepperoni?
I don't know. Just don't order the sausage pizza. That's the one you don't get. Appreciate the call. Nick, who was the other one?
We've got Brandon on the line. Brandon, welcome to the program.
Yeah, my pick would be Roger Goodell.
Roger Goodell.
That's a creepy one.
Okay. Yeah. You guys are nailing it, though.
I got one.
Jerry Jones?
How about Quentin Tarantino?
Well, we already know he's a deviant. He's into feet.
I didn't know he was into feet, but he's powerful.
Huge foot fetish guy.
He's powerful.
That's really well known. And, like, there was an article that came out where this chick was like, Quentin Tarantino paid me money to look at my feet, like, for a night. Like, what?
People with foot fetishes are just out there.
Well, like, why would you pay just for that?
That's some weird stuff.
That is really weird. Like, I knew a dude when I was about 2 years out of high school. So this was, like, 94, maybe, 95. I knew a dude who was into belly buttons. Like, he really liked belly. And I'm like, really? That's kind of weird. It didn't matter. Innies or outies, yeah, he didn't care. That's a weird thing to be into.
Were you hoping to qualify?
That's a weird thing to be
making sure you weren't discriminated against?
Let's see who else we got in our draft here. I know people. Jerry Jones, yeah, that's a good one. Osteen, yep. Jerry Springer. So a lot of these from Mr. Rogers.
He's not alive anymore.
Well, you can't be a pervert if you're not here. That's good.
But back in the day, I'm sure there was a couple of wonderful days in the neighborhood.
You know, that's like I always worry about that because you hear stories about guys that are like, oh, like did you hear about Allie Raisman coming out?
Yep.
About the gymnastics thing?
Another one with that doctor, yeah.
That's a huge thing right now, and you always worry about people that are like, you know, Boy Scout leaders, and they don't have kids. You're like, hey, that's a red flag. You know what I mean? Or like gymnastics, and because Bella Caroli had a reputation, not of being like a deviant, but of being mean to the kids and shooting them and
sure.
all that.
Yep.
But yeah,
that doctor is going to be put away. He needs to be put away for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I was reading the article and she came out. Basically, Allie Raisman came out, and it's what's the name? It's
Larry Nassar.
Larry Nassar. Yeah, and she's basically saying that the entire U.S. gymnastics organization needs to be overhauled because it's Hollywood-esque.
They were trying to rope the Carolis into that lawsuit.
Were they?
In certain regards. Yeah, because, you know, they got they have that camp where all the gymnasts go. I think it's here in Texas. And it's out in the secluded woods. And I guess I think the doctor had a field day out there, too. That's just a bad story.
Yeah, it is. It said Raisman has called for sweeping changes in leadership, including the removal of the chairman of the board, Paul Perilla, for USA Gymnastics. And they've hired a new president and CEO. After Steve Penny resigned, so it's a big deal, man. Yeah. It's an ugly thing, and it just seems like there's so much more of it. We're obviously joking about the deviant draft and everything, but it's getting crazy how many people are coming out with their stories. We talked about Louis C.K. yesterday. I mean, it's just one after the other, dude.
I'm gonna tell you this too. If you listen to the lady that was a reporter in Boston whose son was violated by Kevin Spacey, I mean, and she goes into detail. He didn't hold. I mean, he was just. I have a term for it that I'm not going to use because it's not appropriate, but let's just say gutsy. He just decided to go just reaching for whatever he wanted.
Yeah. I mean, the same is true like with Louis C.K. It's not okay
just
to be like,
hey, touching himself. Kevin Spacey's like, here, have a few drinks. Hey, let me see if it's grab bag.
Lesser of two evils, I suppose. I don't know. Yeah, it's all bad. By the way, Lauren Pope. She's just tweeted a picture. So the Popes were kind enough to join us today. Thank
They're
you guys
always
for being here.
Yep. The Pope Mobile pulls up and the papal party comes right out.
But they had me scared to death all week because they kept saying they had a surprise for me. And I was like, what is this? I don't want to leave angry because people can be weird. Not that I think the Popes are weird because they're not, but I was like, oh man, this could get ugly. So I didn't know what they were going to bring. You know what I mean?
Well, last time they brought Travis Johnson protection.
Did they? What was that?
A Florida State helmet.
Oh. A whole helmet?
Yep.
Oh, wow. So they brought me a shirt, and it says free, long, sensual, passionate hugs on it. One, that's hilarious. Two, I'll never wear this shirt. She said she was going to get it in maroon, Aggie color. I was like, yeah, I definitely wouldn't have worn it then. Everyone knows I hate that color.
I've never heard that wording before in my life.
What?
Warm, sensual, passionate hug.
Yeah.
Never heard that used before. Ever.
You know,
it's crazy.
You're not Catholic, obviously. You didn't go to or Boy Scouts? Okay. Yeah, so thank you guys for the shirt. I just retweeted it. I look thrilled to be getting it too,
yes,
don't
you
I?
Do. You were a leader, weren't you, at one time? In the Boy Scouts?
Really? Really? Just, you're just like, it's like a pinata and you're blindfolded.
I'm just swinging and missing, sure. All right. Well, we're going to continue to roll on. We appreciate you guys joining us.
Yeah.
And look, we see you calling. We've got you. We're on an honorable location, so it takes a little longer. We're going to get you in on the show. But we love you being a part of the Usual Suspects. So if you want to join the show, 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text, or you can hit us on Twitter. Back with a whole lot more from Beaumont and Luke's Ice House right here on Calder Avenue. ESPN. Come out and join us if you're in the 409 right here on ESPN 97.5.
Yeah! Yeah!
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to the FEF Friday edition of The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5. We're coming to you live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. We're telling you it's the place to be. If you're in the 409, you're looking for a place to have some great food indoors, outdoors, catch some sunshine, catch a lot of games, lots of TVs, and a lot of great people to hang out with, it's Luke's Ice House. We come here at least once a month. You should, too. Stop by and see us in the Blitz today till 7. Stop by all weekend long and check out all the college and pro games. $12 buckets Miller Lite all weekend long up until 7 o'clock tonight. $12 buckets of Miller Lite. You can't go wrong. Grab some beer. Grab some buddies. Grab a bench and sit down and listen to ESPN 97.5 till 7 o'clock. We're having a great time being here. We always enjoy being here in Beaumont. Lots of great people. Lots of friends of the show. And we do appreciate you we've created another... I don't know what you want to call it, but
what?
You changed it. Instead of the perv pool, called it
deviant draft.
I think it's a deviant draft for the perv pool.
Okay. I mean, if you want to put labels on it. I like the perv pool.
I do.
I do indeed. Okay, so we've got a ton of tweets, and then we got calls too. Some of these I don't know about. JJ Watt, no. Lamont, not J.J. Watt. Christopher Walken's not bad.
It's a pretty good one.
Yeah. Steve Harvey. Where'd it go? Where'd it go?
I can't believe Lamont said.
Lamont, this might be the leader in the clubhouse, but the HEB owner, that's not nice, Lamont.
Scott McClellan.
Yeah. Who was it that said Rich Lord? Because that's hilarious.
Yeah, someone tweeted Rich Lord, which I thought was absolutely fantastic.
Oh, my goodness.
I said Bill Maher.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I think
Gary
Bill
Busey.
Maher would be that kind of
Gary
guy.
Busey also checked in. All right, let's get back to the phone lines, you guys, with your deviant draft. Casey, you're up first. Who's your draft pick?
This is the Stone Cold Lock of the Week, Jean-Claude okay. Van Damme.
Ooh.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's not bad because he's got
with
the
his drug problem back in the day and the way he treated women, you can't tell me he didn't do it.
Yeah, and he's got the muscle. That's
goes with the power trip in other ways.
Yeah, I like it. Good job, Casey. All right, Jay, you're up next. Who's your number one draft pick in the Deviant Draft?
It's Joe, but I'm going to go with the toss up between Hillary Clinton or Simon Cowell.
We have our first female pick in the Deviant Draft, Hillary Clinton.
Someone tweeted,
not bad.
Someone tweeted Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie, well, like I said, we have our first female, Hillary Clinton. not bad. And who was the other one? Did he say Nick? It was Hillary Clinton and who?
It was Hillary,
Simon Cowell.
Simon Cowell's a good one for the power standpoint.
Yeah, not bad. I could just, and he'd be like, "You're horrible. Like you're just despicable. Let me touch you."
Matthew Knowles.
No, don't do that. That's too close to home, literally.
As if Scott McClellan from HEB wasn't?
That's San Antonio. That's a little
come
further.
On.
Rich Lord doesn't count either. Don't worry about it. All right. Scott, you're up next. Who's your first pick in the Deviant Draft, Scott?
Yeah, I'd like to nominate everybody that's ever portrayed
Colonel Sanders in the commercials.
Scott just came in with a laundry list. That's your first through sixth pick in the draft, huh? All six rounds are covered. Just give me Colonel Sanders. Just every round, huh? Okay.
Five bucks. It's finger
kinda,
looking good.
It's kind of like in fantasy when you go after like three or four quarterbacks in a row for trade bait later. He's just grabbing every Colonel Sanders. He's just making sure it's covered. One of them out of six has to be a deviant in some way, shape, or form. That's not a bad strategy, Scott. It's kind of like, you know, when you're drafting and there's a run on kickers. It's like, oh, there's a run on Colonel Sanders. Everybody better grab their Colonel Sanders now before they get a terrible pick.
Are you really encouraging people to grab their Colonels? I'm just asking. It came out of your mind.
I'm not. Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen. Stop it, Adrian. That's not a good pick. Those girls have been through some stuff. Don't do that. That's not nice.
If you go Jean-Claude Van Damme, then you'd have to go to Steven Seagal as well. He's queer. He's kind of weird.
What?
He's kind of creepy weird.
Did you just say he was queer?
Yeah,
I might have combined creepy and weird.
You heard that, Nick? Isolate that. I'm just kidding. Don't do that. Yeah, I don't know that I would do that. He's a weird dude.
Have you seen him now?
No.
When he's still like dyeing his hair jet black, but he's got the little John Lennon glasses, and he's just a weird looking dude.
By the way, somebody tweeted an updated picture of Sammy Sosa.
Oh, I saw it.
Let's just say the transformation is complete. He is now officially white. It's done. It's over. His hair, everything. I was amazed. At first, when he's like, oh, Sammy Sosa, I thought, ha, that's funny. They got a white guy that kind of looks like him and said it was him. That's him.
It's really creepy.
Does he have, because, you know, they said with Michael Jackson that he had a skin disease, and I don't know what the disorder is, but it's where, like black people, you might see sometimes where they'll have, different color skin, and it starts to change, and they lose the pigmentation.
Yep.
So they said Michael Jackson had that. That's why he would get the pills, the skin pills and the bleach and stuff. But I don't know. Does Sosa go through that?
Sammy Sosa makes Trey the intern look tan now.
That's true.
I mean, it's scary, but it's true.
By the way, a texter said Trey was their number one pick in the Deviant draft. That's not nice.
No, you wrecked me.
No. He's a late pick in the first round, maybe.
Want to come to my house and listen to Oasis?
Poor Trey.
I could get you a job on ESPN 97.5.
not getting paid.
I've got pull and stroke, if you know what I mean.
Not getting paid. That's good stuff. I'm trying to see. Oh, somebody had a question for us about the Astros.
By the way, give Dr. Dre his credit, though. Dr. Dre was the rich lord.
Yes, Dr. Dre on 290 with the rich lord blast was awesome. Okay. Somebody said, any chance that the Astros go after Morrow? Yeah, I think he's pretty high on the list.
He better be high on their list because he'd be perfect. I don't know how entrenched he is in L.A. Some guys just love that lifestyle in that city. But if he's not, boy, he would be a perfect fit for that team.
Well, there was a couple of relievers that I brought up.
Yep.
Was it earlier in the week or last week or whatever?
We were talking about it, I think, Monday.
Tony Watson's one of them. Gives you, and he's a lefty.
They need at some point at least one lefty for whether situational or for whatever purposes, but they need a lefty out of the bullpen they can rely on, because Tony Sipp is not that guy, and Liriano's gone, but Liriano wasn't that guy either.
Yeah, they need to get better at that. They've got two guys, but they're not that good. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But we talked about Greg Holland being available, Wade Davis, and then, I think Tony Watson is a guy you could add to that list. Kind of one of those guys that he was closing for a while, but then when he got traded, he wasn't a closer anymore. But that doesn't mean he can't do it. Now, is he dominant? Is he Wade Davis-esque when he closes? Not necessarily.
I think Wade Davis is the top of their list.
I think so. Well, I mean, don't sleep on Greg Holland. You might get him a little bit cheaper, and he had 41 saves last year. So, I mean, he did a hell of a job. And a sub-3.7 ERA in Colorado.
Think about where he was
pitching,
too, I was going to say. Yeah, in Colorado with the altitude, that's a big, big, big problem for a lot of pitchers.
And the thing about Greg Holland is, at one point, he was a closer, and he was doing well, and then he got hurt, and then he had the setbacks. Right. But then when he came back, people were like, well, he took a shot, or the Rockies took a shot with him, and it worked out. So he's one of those guys that has experience. This past year wasn't a fluke. He's done it before.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. No question about it.
Yeah, but I think Morrow's on the list for sure.
Yeah, all the people hoping for Arrieta and all these other things. You don't need another starting pitcher.
No.
You need to focus on the bullpen, and those guys right there should be at the top of the list. And if they get those guys, they'll be in a very, very good position again next year.
Yep.
Without question. You think they should look at catcher?
No. I mean, if you're going to spend money, because
not first, that
Jim
first
Crane isn't going to break the bank.
Right, not first priority, but you know, you look at what they have behind the plate and the two weaknesses that you look at for this team, and you'd say bullpen. But then you'd say defensively, from a catching perspective, yeah, throwing out runners.
Yeah, but I mean, when you talk about handling a staff and all that, it obviously didn't hurt them.
Right.
You know what I mean? They didn't get run on a ton in the World Series. I mean, you could look at it, but there's got to be some positions where you don't spend money. You know what I mean?
Right.
You can't go out and spend $20 million on every player on the diamond.
True.
So catcher might be a spot where they've got some money invested in Brian McCann, but
yep. You
know, the others maybe is a little bit of a bargain, Centeno or something like that too. So
yeah, it's just something to throw out there.
Yeah, I mean, defensively though, it does make a lot of sense. If you're looking for places to improve, that's a spot.
Yeah. Jason Aber, by the way, chimes in. Robert Downey Jr., which is a good one.
Oh yeah.
And then your favorite. Back.
Oh, Chris Berman?
Yep.
Oh,
that's
I could
one.
See that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, if you read the book, you can read about it, too. He's been a little bit itchy trigger fingered in the past in Bristol, Connecticut.
Lauren Pult said, my middle school science teacher, deviant draft. Wow. Is there something you need to tell us? Wow, man. That's sad. My Uncle Ralph. All right, never mind. This is getting out of hand.
Want to see my test tube, baby?
No.
No? Okay. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. Right here from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. If you got nothing to do, the sun is shining, the people are beautiful, come on out and see us. If you're in the 409, we're on Calder Avenue, and we're going to be here till 4. Then Fred, AJ, and the Blitz take you home till 7 right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
But I've learned something about Texas. The farther away we get from Texas, the more we hide when we're in public. I'm trying to blend in, don't stick out. Right? But I've learned an infallible way to get all Texans out of hiding, no matter what. Here's how you do it. The stars at night are big and bright. See? You didn't even want to do it. You didn't even think. Your hands just take off. Like, shit. It's state law. You have to answer. You're either Texan or you just saw Pee Wee Herman's Big Adventure. Either way, we'll take your tax dollars. It works. Try it yourself. It works every time. And that, my friends, is why Texas will never win the national championships of hide and seek.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, that was John Wessling. He is our comedian of the week on an F Yeah Friday, which, of course, in... F stands for funny, amongst other things.
Word.
As we continue to roll on, if you've missed any parts of the show earlier, we covered some sports. You started this pool, thanks to a listener, the pervert pool, instead of the dead pool.
Right. Harrison Lee on Twitter is the one that came up with the idea of the pervert pool, or, you know, whatever. Yeah, pervert pool. Somebody said Jim Adler. DJ, what's his name? DJ, what is Slowhand? No, it wasn't Slowhand. What was his DJ name? But he said Regis Philbin.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a really good one. And then Carrot Top. And
that's
Lamont,
another good one.
Lamont, I'm not reading that one. Not.
Oh.
I'm not reading that.
Man.
He used someone at the station, and if it's not Trey, I refuse to read that. Drew, get out of here. Don't read that. Don't read that. All right.
Who is it at the station?
We'll just go with Trey. We're just going to keep it at Trey. Did you watch the game last night, the football game?
I absolutely taped it. I did not watch it.
Did you? But so that's what I'm saying. Did you watch the tape?
I breezed through it.
You fast forwarded.
I glanced a few times.
Yeah, I bounced in and out of it a little bit. Are you? Do you think that the Seahawks are going to get in trouble, get a fine or anything from the NFL?
I really do. I really do. And the more I looked
did
at
I
it.
Did I see like $150K?
It could be. It could be. It could. It's substantial because obviously it's such a big issue right now with the NFL. But, you know, the fact of the matter is Wilson took a hit under the chin. Russell Wilson took a hit under the chin. That, you know, the referee said you need to step out. It's referee's discretion to say that someone needs to be under concussion protocol.
Yep.
They sent him to the sidelines, and it clearly states in the rules that team doctors and personnel have to be the ones that clear him to play. He went over to the sideline.
He ran to the blue tent, which is
where
they
were going to set up the blue tent.
Yeah, he sat in the area. So apparently you got to sit in there until you're cleared.
Right, and he knew he had to sit out for at least one play because he was injured. So instead of waiting for the tent to be set up and everything else, he went back in the game for two more plays, three and out. They punted. Then when he came to the sidelines, they eventually put him in the blue tent.
Now, here's where because he was cleared in the blue tent.
Right.
So he went back out on the field later. It's not like he was taken out of the game at that point.
But
so,
you don't know that at the first.
But he passed the concussion protocol at that point.
Right. But I'm saying the first time when you didn't know and you hadn't been given clearance, sent him back out.
I get it. But their argument, their counter argument is going to be, well, look, it's not like he failed. If he would have ran back out on the field, came back later, went through the protocol and failed, then yes, he went out there concussed and, you know, are bad. We should be fine. Their point is going to be whether you cleared him then or cleared him two plays before, what does it matter? He got cleared. He wasn't concussed. You can't find
him. I think the biggest thing is just that
they'll try to minimize.
Protocol wasn't followed, though.
Yeah. I don't think they'll know that they'll get $150K because of that argument. Mm-hmm. But I imagine that they'll get fined because they don't want that precedent. You know what I mean?
And the biggest loss for the Seahawks, even if they have to pay $150K, is not going to be anything like that. It's going to be the fact that Richard Sherman blew his Achilles last night, and he's out for the year. And when you get arguably one of the best cover corners in the NFL taken off your roster, and you know that you're hanging your hat on defense and basically defense alone for the most part this season, that's a big blow to that Seahawks defense.
Yeah, it does suck for them. You hope, I mean, if you're a Seahawks fan, you hope that it doesn't have a significant impact. But teams don't throw to that side of the field. As much as you may hate Richard Sherman, teams don't go to that side of the field. So,
right.
Yeah, it is going to impact them. We'll see if the rest of that defense, can pick up the slack. I don't think you're going to get any kind of sympathy from Texans fans. You know what I mean?
Right. But, with their share of injuries, they've already been through it. But look, I mean, the Seahawks have gone through a lot of injuries too, you know, having to go deep into the veteran free agents to try and patchwork their defense a little bit too. But you know what, until they get that offense straightened out, I don't think that you know, they're going to be a formidable contender for the NFC with the Eagles and whoever else you want to throw into that mix.
I mean, they're a wild card contention right now.
Make it. I don't think they're going anywhere is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Did you also see that Martellus Bennett was picked up off of waivers by the Patriots, and now they're saying he has torn labrum and possible torn rotator cuff, and he may never see the field for the Patriots even though they picked him up. But that's the biggest point of contention that Green Bay was making, was that he never disclosed to them that he had a torn rotator cuff and that he supposedly has had it for quite a while.
I didn't see that news, but that doesn't make any sense. Why pick him up if you know he's injured?
Maybe he didn't tell them either.
Well, yeah, but he was saying, I mean, you mentioned yesterday that he was talking about possibly retiring at the end of the year anyway.
Yeah, he tweeted that on Instagram.
That's just weird. Yeah. That's just, I don't know. It makes you wonder what Belichick is up to.
And by the way, because a lot of people that are in the know on sports, go to houston.sportsmap.com for all the latest and greatest in sports information. If you go to SportsMap right now, you'll find the rest of the story behind the World Series trophy being damaged last night at that little gala. Because right on SportsMap, it says the trophy was set on a table. The table started to lean over. We think because a leg had not been secured when the table was set up, the trophy started to slide, and a guest grabbed it, preventing it from falling. The table collapsed to the floor. The flags on the trophies were bent. But because they had a decorative arts conservation specialist on hand who was at the event.
So that's who fixed it.
Yes, that person fixed it. And Jim Crane left with it before the event was over, and it was all good in the world.
Got it. That makes much more sense.
Those stories available only at houston.sportsmap.com.
AJ writes for houston.sportsmap.com.
You've yes,
written
he does.
One thing. What'd you write? What was it about?
A bikini contest.
You wrote a so no one's reading that. College basketball preview that got two clicks. AJ, I don't know. I didn't write about anything yet. It's usually just carryover from HoustonSportsAndStuff.com. So it's usually insightful and really, that's a safety hazard. Get this guy away from our table.
So if you haven't heard, A.J. Hoffman is in the building. He'll be doing the blitz after us with Fred Fowler and the gang, and they'll be here till 7 o'clock. So that'll be fantastic. And you should be here, too. Luke's Ice House in Beaumont is the place to be. Great weather, great atmosphere, great people. Check it out. Come on by. It's always a lot of fun.
My first pick, my second round pick in the Deviant Draft?
A.J. Hoffman?
A.J. Hoffman. That's who I'm going with.
I thought you were going to say that was Lamont's first pick.
No. I'll go A.J. Hoffman in round two. Sleeper. You know, he's got his hips are tight, but I think otherwise he's got good hands.
So he's always been a fan of loose hips and sinking
he's
ships.
He's got good hands. Yeah, he can. Yeah, he's good feet. I don't know why that would be. That's weird. All right, never mind.
On that note, I want to tell you about my good friends at American Wheel and Tire.
You're welcome.
Telling you, they've been in the Houston area and owned and operated by Mike and Tammy Gus for over 15 years. And they're better than all these national tire and wheel stores that always tell you, replace this, replace that. It's not that difficult, folks. If you got a damaged tire or a damaged rim, they have factory tires and rims in their warehouse, standing by, waiting to go. And if you need to replace it, they'll tell you that. But if they can fix it and avoid the costly replacement fees, they will do that instead. They're all about you, the customer. They do it all up front. They do it all in a window so you can see what they're doing. They absolutely, positively will also make sure that they communicate with you throughout the process so you never feel like you're getting the wool pulled over your eyes or getting charged for something that you don't want or need. It's a great place. And if you're looking to spruce up your vehicle with some new rims, new tires, a lift kit, Kevlar wraps and coating, off-road accessories for your SUV or your pickup truck, they're the place to go. 290 and 34th Street, just outside the Loop. And if you want to see some of the great things they've done for vehicles in the area, AmericanWheelAndTire.com. Check them out.
ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's an FBI Friday as we continue to roll on from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, knee-deep in the 409. If you're in the area, stop on by. We're taking you till 4 o'clock. Fred and AJ will take you home with the Blitz. Up until 7, $12 buckets of Miller Lite. If you stop by the great deck here at Luke's, hang out with us, have some beers, have some drinks,
and have some fun. Big deck out here.
I see what you did there. I'm just wondering.
Why'd you get quiet?
Because I knew what you were trying to do there, so I just let you see it through.
All right. We have another caller who wants to get their draft picked into the Deviant Draft for the Perv Pool. Jason. Who's your first round pick in the Deviant Draft?
Hey, I think I'm going to go with Andy Dick or Tom Green.
All right, you only get one
Dave
pick.
Spade.
Nope, you only get you don't get three picks in the first round. You're not the Browns.
Those are my first three picks.
Your first three rounds. Okay. All right, that's pretty solid. Andy Dick, Tom Green, and what was your third one?
David Spade.
That's a pretty solid.
That's actually a really good threesome right there.
That's a pretty good, That's not a bad threesome you got going there in the top of the three rounds. I think I'm going to trade my second round pick, AJ, out. I'm going to trade him for a pervert to be named later.
Okay.
Maybe. See what happens.
You want future Vaseline on that?
What?
Is that part of the deal?
No, I don't want any. No. We covered the World Series odds, right?
We did not.
The updated ones that came out on November 1st? I thought we did hit those.
Well, if we did.
Well, they were tied. So your Houston Astros are 6-1 odds along with the Indians.
Second to the LA Dodgers, who are 8-1.
Yeah, 5-1.
Is it 5-1?
5-1.
Okay.
Yep. And the Nationals are 7-1, Yankees 8-1, Red Sox and Cubs 10-1.
Okay.
So. That's, of course, without all the hot stove moves that could take place.
Well, you know that this Asian pitcher that's coming over, it's supposed to be the Babe Ruth of baseball over there, is highly sought after by the Yankees and the Red Sox.
Yeah, also Aaron Boone, among the candidates for the managerial job with the Yankees, former Yankee.
Hit the very famous home run.
They're big on that. You know, the Yankees are big on getting a former Yankee.
Well, the minute Girardi left, that's one of the first things they said is, who's out there that's a former Yankee? Because that means something to them. And then they tried to downplay it. And then, of course, Aaron Boone goes to the head of the class.
Would it surprise you in 2 to 3 years if Carlos Beltran was a bench coach for the Yankees?
Somebody. I said to you, it's not going to take that long. I thought that they would look at him for some position on the coaching staff already. I saw that you had tweeted you thought he needed seasoning. I don't think I'd give him the bench coach job right away.
Right.
But I definitely think that I could see him making a very fast track to the major leagues from a coaching perspective.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. That's why I totally agree. I think he will. I think one day he'll make a good coach. When you got guys like that with the veteran leadership that he brought, and you could tell he had an impact the way he handled the Yu Darvish thing as a intermediary between Yu Darvish and Yuli Gurriel. So I think he has that intangible that you look for in guys. You could see it when Brad Ausmus was here. It's the same kind of thing. You just knew one day.
It's a good analogy. Yeah, and everything that he gave that to Bregman, to Correa, to all the young guys that were just singing his praises left, right, top to bottom, that does not go unnoticed.
Yeah.
Across Major League Baseball, not just the organization.
Right. Also, is that Beaumont's version of Gilbert? What is that?
This is the second time I've seen this now.
It's a guy there on
are,
the bike.
There are, like, grown-ass men over 60 that have bicycles with motors on them.
That's a moped.
Well, no.
That's what that is.
No, Barry, if you look at it, it's literally a bicycle that someone put a motor on.
Seriously.
That's the second one I've seen like that. I was at the gas station on my way here. I saw another guy with
that. That is badass. CJ's got his first pick in the Deviant Draft. CJ, who's your first pick?
What's up, fellas? I would like to select Frank Gallagher.
Gallagher?
Frank Gallagher.
The comedian.
Shameless.
What?
Frank Gallagher, I think he said.
Frank Gallagher from Shameless.
Yeah, I have no idea who the hell that is.
He's an actor. I just looked him up. I know him by his face. I didn't know.
No idea. Let me look him up. I thought he said the comedian Gallagher. I was like, yeah, that's not bad.
Frank Gallagher is the character in a show.
Oh, okay. We're on
the air, buddy.
Jeez.
Hey, someone from the bar want to remove this
ruffian
unruly customer.
Screaming. I hope that curse word didn't come over the air, Nick.
No, that's good.
I know. You couldn't hear. These mics aren't that good. Let's be real.
Jeez.
Lamont says he has his the best picks to shut it down. These are Cold Stone locks of the week. Madonna and Dennis Rodman. See, I don't think you go that route. You know they're deviants already. You know they're perverted. Would it surprise anyone? You're not. It's like picking George Bush Sr. in the Deadpool. You know what I mean? Like, you're not – there's no value in that if you go Rodman or Madonna in a pervert pool.
Yeah, I see. You're right.
You know what
Absolutely.
I'm saying?
Yeah, I do know what you're saying. And
you might get a point.
Yeah, but Madonna's been that way her whole life.
You want to get someone that no one sees it coming. That's a poor choice of words. but you want to get someone – you know what I mean?
Barbra Streisand?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. That's depth. You know what I mean? That's quality. That's a quality pickup.
Mrs. Garrett from The Facts of Life.
Wow. Yeah.
Throwing them out there based on your criteria.
That's pretty good. You could see her with Joe, right? Scissoring.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I took that too far. That's
my
bad.
In a hurry.
That's my fault. What else we got on the docket?
Well, I mean, from the standpoint of the Texans, I mean, what are they, 13.5-point underdogs right now?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't even know. You know what? When I was doing my show prep and I was going through the different games and making notes, two of the games already, I was just like, I just put Z's for my notes for the game.
Not expecting a W this weekend?
No, I'm just, oh, for the Texans?
Yeah.
I just think it's going to be an ugly game.
You know what?
Lopsided. I mean, you're talking about last week, Pro Football Focus, they rate the quarterbacks each week.
Yeah.
Tom Savage was the lowest graded quarterback in the NFL last week.
Does that surprise you?
No, it doesn't surprise me, but I'm saying when you have a defense as good as the Rams is,
yeah, I mean, here's the other thing. Even if they somehow find a way to win, which they're not going to do, but if they do, the season's still over.
Here's the problem. The Rams have the number one scoring offense in the NFL. Yes.
Which is hard to believe.
That's a fact.
True. Yeah, that is
That's
true.
A fact. Yep. They have a really good Wade Phillips coordinated defense as well. If the Texans get behind that offense, which is the number one scorer, which is probably going to happen given the secondary woes that we've seen in recent weeks with the Texans, they're going to have to play catch-up with the passing game. The worst-graded quarterback in the NFL is going to have to play catch-up using his arm it could get really, really ugly.
So who are your two Z's games?
My Z's games were the Jets-Bucks. I think that's going to be a boring and ugly football game. Mm-hmm. And the Giants-Niners is worst game of the week by far.
I thought you were going to say Packers-Bears, but that's got to be pretty close.
No, I mean, that's probably in the top three. I would rather watch the Bears and the Packers than I would the Giants and the Niners and even the Jets and the Bucks because Fitzpatrick's playing. I think Winston's probably going to miss some time because of the shoulder.
He's out 2 weeks.
Yeah, so who wants to watch that?
Yeah, that Giants-Niners game's brutal, too. I mean, it's just there's some bad games right now. It's going to be interesting when they start flexing games because they're going to have to, based on the late-season schedule for national TV, they're going to have to do some serious flexing to make sure they get some good games
like,
on TV.
Like when I do my notes, you know what I mean, for each game, mm-hmm. I put like, no Zeke, that's okay. Cowboys still have a good offensive line. This game will be won by who's the – so I make these notes that I can just kind of refer to if I need to. This was my notes for the game, Giants versus Niners. Holy bleep, this game sucks. That's literally what I wrote down in my notes. That's
no doubt about it.
I don't even need to break it down. Who would want to hear a breakdown of the Giants? Could you imagine people in New York and San Francisco having to, like, doing what we do? Well, you want to break down the Niners game? No.
I mean, look.
Want to break down the Texans game.
And everything they want to talk about with the Giants right now is who's going first. Jerry Reese, the GM. Is it going to be McAdoo? You know, are they going to clear house? Are they going to bench Eli and break his streak and start looking for a quarterback of the future?
Where do you stand on that? Would you bench him?
Not for the rest of this year because you don't have anybody that on your roster that you think you're grooming towards trying to be a quarterback that's going to help you in the future. So I don't think so. I think, you know, you let it play out, and then maybe if you really are going to clear house and start over, maybe you got to trade someone that's, you know, wants to trade for an Eli Manning. Maybe Eli Manning ends up in a situation where he can go for another Super Bowl or at least he can be on a winning team.
Stop it.
Eli Manning in Jacksonville, are they better? I think so.
I don't know.
You don't?
I mean, are they better than Blake Bortles? Yeah, but he's probably on the decline where he's getting close to Blake Bortles' territory.
You think so? Is it the offensive line or is it Eli? Or is it both?
I mean, how old is he? He's like 103 now? Oh, he seems pretty old.
Okay.
Marcus and Lamont, we see you. We're going to get your deviant picks when we come back from the break, so hang tight.
There you go. All right, so we're two in the books, one to go, plenty more of the big show. 1 hour left to go, the usual suspects, and we turn it over to the Blitz till 7. And we're doing it all from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. If you're in the 409, come on by and see us on Calder Avenue. We're going to be here till 7 o'clock, giving out lots of goodies with our marketing team, lots of drawings for chances to win great prizes, and, of course, lots of great radio right here on the deck. Join us, Luke's Ice House, Beaumont. We'll be back with more ESPN 97.5.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city.